Hey guys, Wayne Sutton here, howtosellyourcoaching.com. We're going to do something a little different. I've actually, I'm heading to do an interview with somebody. And so driving over to do an interview, and I thought, hey, if I'm going to go do an interview about a podcast, why not do a podcast on the way? So I'm normally in the car, I'm listening to Audible, I'm listening to YouTube, not watching it. Come on, got to be safe. But I'm listening to YouTube, listening to Audible. But the drive time for me is just a time of ideas, a time of thinking, a time of just really getting into my own little zone of, you know, what it is that I want to do that day. So I'm going to be doing some drive time with Wayne. I don't know what we're going to call it, just probably that. I believe in naming our services and our courses and our programs, but when it comes to a podcast, maybe just drive time with Wayne. What it is on the road, listening, thinking, sharing what's happening in the realm of coaching, because there's a lot of things that happen throughout the day, and before I can take note of them or record it or draw a lesson out of it that I can release to you or other people, well, sometimes things just happen. Get busy. So I want to be able to release these to you. And one thing I really want to jump on this morning, if you're listening to this, I want you to grab a hold of the importance of where your ideal client is. And we're going to talk about client attraction and client creation, and they are different. Client attraction and client creation is different. We're going to talk about that over the next few weeks. But where are your ideal clients? And I'll give you an example. One of my favorite things to do is train salespeople. I love training salespeople, especially when I see them using techniques and ideologies that are out of date. They're no longer viable. They're not working. The old high pressure sales or just strictly features and benefits. My goodness, people coming out and trying to do the old school closes that people have heard 1,000 times. So I want to go in and give them a true understanding of how the mind works, how people make decisions on an instinctual, emotional, and then logical level, and help them work out a program. Okay, that's one thing that I like to do. And to do it, I also like to get paid for doing it. Are you with me? If you're going to do something, make sure you're getting paid for doing it. So my key is I go inside of different groups. So let's take, for example, a sales group. You're going to go inside of a sales group. Inside of that sales group, what I want you to do is I want you to notice, there's so many. I'm not going to give out the ones I'm in. It doesn't matter. Just type in sales, marketing. Now, understand the moderator of most of these groups, they have an agenda that's to sell you on their program. So just know that up front. But go into these groups and just begin to notice, begin to become aware of what people are talking about, what they're doing, what they're sharing. Why are they in this group? And look for the ones that need help. And what I mean by that is they post a question. I had one today in one of the groups, and actually one of my mentors actually commented on it very elegantly. But it was, hey, I'm a realtor. How can I separate myself from other realtors or something along those lines? So as a sales coach, as a sales trainer, and as somebody in the real estate business, then my mentor, as well as myself, my mentor did, and he went in and he answered, he waited for a couple of responses. This is very, very good. He waited for a couple of responses, and then he commented, hey, this is what you need to be doing instead. Okay. The first response, second response, third response, it was all the same, same old, same old. He came in and said, no, you've got to do this, and here's why. And then he gave an example of unconscious anchoring, etc. The powerful part behind that is he was able to capture not only the person who responded, the person who asked the question, almost everybody that responded is going to look at the other comments. It just happens. And but he gave a contrarian. He gave a different viewpoint. Does that make sense? Listen, you don't have to always agree, but you better be able to back up what you're doing. So what he did was he gave that And then he, I know why he did it. He did it to bring discussion. He did it to truly help, but also people are going to go in there and go, hey, what do you mean by, and he put his little catchphrase in there. I'm not going to get into what it is, but there's a little catchphrase that he uses. So people are going to come to him and say, hey, tell me about this. What do you mean by this? He'll start conversations, and then he will lead them into either his monthly continuity program, one of his events, or one of his coaching programs. I've been in his continuity program for, I don't know, a couple of years now. So the powerful part of that is he just goes into these absolutely no charge, absolutely free sales groups, and he answers questions. He comes with a dominant authority persona, and from that frame of the expert in this, and he gets clients. Now, maybe you're not into sales training. Maybe you're helping people through divorce. Maybe you're helping people with digital marketing. I promise you, whatever there is, I dare you to go to Facebook and join 10 groups. Join 10. You'll find 10 on any subject, I promise you. Then, set up time each day. Now, this is where people miss it. They think this is a good idea. They hop on a little bit. They don't go with an agenda. So what I want you to do is join 10 groups. I want you to introduce yourself to all 10 groups. Again, not a big place of self-promotion. Just introduce yourself. I'm a leader in this field. I'm the founder and creator of this, whatever it is. I look forward to participating in the group. Glad to have you here. Thanks for having me, whatever. Keep it casual. And then start promoting yourself in that. Only when I say promote yourself, just respond back to people. Respond back to people, okay? And then make it, again, this is the important part. You need to treat it with a calendar. You need to say, okay, on this date, on this time, you know, I'm going to do this every, and I think it needs to be done daily, Monday through Friday. If you don't do weekends, that's fine. Monday through Friday, if you use only 30 minutes, set a calendar from 8 a.m. to 8:30, from 1 p.m. to 1:30, whatever, 30 minutes, go through, what can you respond on of those 10? And maybe you, I'm telling you, if you really, really want to do this the right way, comment on somebody's, also post in there. So you want to post in each group something, not every day. So maybe you do 5 groups on Monday, another 5 on Tuesday. Go back to the original 5 on Wednesday. And listen, it doesn't take long to say, oh, these are the 10 groups I'm going to form. It's at realtors. Let's look at real estate. A realtor will find a subdivision or subdivisions that they want to form. That means they literally want to go in there and plant seeds of who they are. They want to talk to the neighbors. They want the neighbors to know them. And they know out of 1,000 homes, let's say 70 are going to sell this year. And they know if they can get 20% of that 70, okay, are you with me? They have 14 homes. Are you with me? Out of 14 homes, if they can net 10 grand a piece, they made $140,000 a year in this one subdivision. You can do the same with groups, guys. How many people do you need in your group, in your paid program? How many do you need? I helped someone just yesterday set up a paid program. Check this out. So it's $2,500. $2,500. Their goal is 2 a week. Their goal is to sell 2 a week. It's a hybrid, so it's some personal one-on-one time, and there's some, not a lot of that, but there's some one-on-one time, and there's definitely some, there's some time for community. There's a learning module. So the point is, how many groups do they need to go in to start conversations? They said, if I can get 3 people on the phone to do a strategy, I'll sell one. That's their numbers. Some will buy, one of the 3 are going to buy then, some are going to buy a little later, but 1 out of 3 is their numbers. To get 3 people on the phone, I need 5 appointments set on my calendar. No shows. Happens. So how many conversations do they need out of those 10 groups? Now they're going and stepping it up, they're doing 20 groups. But how many people do they need out of those 20 groups to get 5 people on the phone? Say, I got some information, something free I'd love to give you. Just starting in chatting and conversations. Listen, it's worth 30 minutes a day if they can get 5 people a week on the phone. Now, maybe they don't get 5 people from that. Maybe from this, they only get 2 people a week. Okay? So in the month, it's 8 to 10 on the phone. Okay, are you with me? At a 30% close rate, they sell two or three, and they make themselves another $5,000, $7,500 a month just from Facebook. All right, guys, listen, I have to run. I'm in here to go do an interview. Love this. Love this. A beautiful thing about doing podcasting is you get to interview some great people and learn from them. Very wise if any of you are considering doing podcasting. Also, if you're considering doing podcasting, do you know we have a full podcast course absolutely free? When I say free, it's actually for our students inside of the Wealthy Coach program. So just go to callwithwayne.com, jump on the phone with me, see how this is working. Callwithwayne.com, get on the phone with me. I'll explain our Wealthy Coach program. We are literally, and this is without exaggeration, our program right now is, and I can't even believe I'm saying this, it's literally 80% of the retail value, 80% off. 80% off, not 80% off, 80% off until the end of March. And so no thought scarcity this week on until the end of March, but it includes the full podcasting course. But again, the beautiful part of that podcasting is you interview some great people, you get to know them, and then they interview, a lot of them will interview you, and you get free publicity. And again, you get people on the phone, you sell your coaching, and then you change lives. That's what it's about, guys. Come on. So how to sell coach, how to sell your coaching.com, go to howtosellyourcoaching.com, first time here. Watch our webinar, download the book, and of course, jump on the phone with me, callwithwayne.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Go make it a wonderful day, changing the lives of other people.